Prime amongst the rights of the respondent that are critical to any legal evaluation of a situation is the inherent right of any state to defend itself, embedded in customary international law and enshrined in the UN Charter. This right afforded to states reaffirms and underlines the responsibility of all states towards their citizens and marks the acceptance by the international community of the political reality and legal confirmation that states, when attacked, may legitimately respond in a forceful and proportionate manner. Professor Lowe yesterday sought to maintain that Israel has no right to self-defense in this situation. How could anyone possibly argue that Israel could not defend itself faced with the 7th of October atrocities and the incessant attacks against its civilians since? Indeed, a very wide range of states has acknowledged the right of self-defense here, ranging from the UK to the US, France, Germany, Italy, Canada, Japan, Ghana and Guatemala, and others.